the fairgrounds is where it all started, it seemed, today. And I told you a moment ago they had rescheduled this basketball game. Well, Mrs. Ellie Brown is in an area of the city where there is no telephone. And tonight, when they negotiated from the commissioner, Mike Storen, who, by the way, has never heard from his family, he has no communication with them, and he's a little bit worried, you know, as to what the situation is there. But in the meantime, he carried on business. And all of the negotiations with Carolina, New York, and Kentucky, they decided what to do. Now, Mrs. Brown, not being able to communicate, her husband, John Young Brown, Jr., has walked out to a telephone or something, and they say that the basketball game is an entertainment feature, and they think this is the worst disaster to hit the city of Louisville in modern times, and they just don't think there should be a basketball game played here tomorrow night with the mood that prevails, with the seriousness of all this. And Mrs. Ellie Brown will not let her team play tomorrow night. So as of now, that's the position they take, and I don't think there will be a game tomorrow night in Louisville. They'll try to work out other arrangements.
Right, and as a matter of fact, originally there was no game scheduled for tomorrow night.
Right, they were going to Carolina for the next game. But I asked John Young Brown, Jr., who had to walk and convey this message. I said, well, what if you lose a psychological advantage here? He says, we'll just have to play better on the floor to make up for that. But this is an entertainment feature, the basketball game, and no time, we think, to be playing tomorrow night.
A responsible decision. Thank you, Van, very much. 11:15, this is Metz. Hello.
Yes, my name is Harold Hogan. I'm with the one of the largest service companies in Louisville, and I'd like to give a correct update on the procedure for hot water heaters at this time. First of all, the most critical right now is electric hot water heaters. If the electric supply is not turned off to them, since we have low water pressure, the internal elements can burn out, and they will burn out if they are not completely submerged in water. I live in the Auburn Park area, and we're pretty hard hit here, and my water pressure is almost gone. So what everyone should do is turn off the electric current going to their water heater if they have electricity on. And anywhere there's low water pressure, they should turn off the electric current. There will be a fuse box or circuit breakers for the electric water heater only.
Now, all right, let's go over that very carefully. If there's no electricity, you've got, there's no worry there.
There's no worry.
But if you have electricity, you should find the circuit breaker or the fuse
that is marked that goes to your electric water heater only. Because if the current is left on with the very low water pressure we have, the electric elements inside will definitely burn out.
All right, now say we have somebody who has a number of fuses in the box, but they have neglected to mark them. How can they then text the right fuse, sir?
That is very hard to do. There is usually two fuses for an electric water heater. They're usually side by side. They're usually either a 15-amp fuses or 20-amp fuses. If they have circuit breakers, that is in the newer homes, which are the switch type you have on the wall, there is usually two of them joined together, and they're usually either 15, 20 or 30-amp fuses, circuit breakers, which are together.
The circuit breaker is in the form of a handle?
It is in the form of a light switch, very similar to your light switches you have in your house. Of course, this is all located in the fuse box or the circuit breaker box in the basement or outside, where it may be. And the electricity should definitely be turned off to the electric water heater.
Otherwise, unscrew the fuse that is the one that leads to the heater.
Yes, that is right. Some electric water heaters have red lights on them that tells you current is going to them. Of course, if you hit the right breakers or the right fuses, the red light will go out.
Excuse me if I seem elemental about this. If you have a gas water heater, do you still have electricity going to it?
No, I'm sorry. If you have a gas water heater, you just have gas going to it, and that is not as critical. But with a gas water heater, with the low water we have to play safe, the people should only turn their control knob to the pallet position. You do not have to turn the heater completely off.
Just
turn the control knob to the pallet position.
And this is the gas indicator?
This is on the control knob on the front of the water heater, about a foot off the ground.
All right, what if you turn it completely off?
If you turn it completely off, this may necessitate having a service call to get this turned back on. Some water heaters are hard to relight. Everyone is completely safe if they turn their control knob only to the pallet position.
All right, let me ask you this, sir. If power is off and it comes on, does the householder have then to do anything at all, or will it come on automatically?
The electric water heater?
Well, let's go one at a time.
Okay, well, the gas, of course, once we have proper, in other words, power has nothing to do with the gas water heater.
Right, right.
Once we have our water pressure built back up, all the customer has to do who has a gas water heater is to turn the knob from pilot back to the on position. Then they will be okay, they'll be safe. Now, with the electric water heater, once we have proper water pressure, they should find those particular fuses they unscrewed or the circuit breakers, and they should turn them back to the on position. Then they will be okay. I hope this is clear, but this can cause quite a few people a lot of problems if they leave current on through their electric heaters.
Right. Now, under what circumstances, once again, sir, would you, if you did something, would you need a service call?
Well, if you would turn the gas water heaters completely off, they are sometimes hard to relight, and it is not necessary to turn it completely off.
Just turn it to pilot.
Just turn it to pilot.
Very good. I appreciate it very much. A good public service.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Right. Byron Crawford.
All right, Milton, the tornado warning is now in effect for the following Kentucky counties: Casey, Lincoln, Garrett, Madison, Clark, Powell, Montgomery, Menifee, Bath, Estill, until around midnight. And I believe that some additional counties are included in that one from the one you had earlier. Is that correct?
That's right.
Again, the counties under a tornado warning until around midnight tonight are Casey, Lincoln, Garrett, Madison in central Kentucky, Clark, Powell, Montgomery, Menifee, Bath, Estill. A tornado was indicated to be in northeastern Casey County, down around Liberty, Kentucky, in the Green River section. At 11:10, the Casey County tornado was moving northeastward around 60 miles an hour. Again, a tornado warning in effect until around midnight for Casey, Lincoln, Garrett, Madison, Clark, Powell, Montgomery, Menifee, Bath, and Estill counties. Milton, I'm trying to keep our listeners posted on what the death toll is, although it's a very tentative thing at this point, a very tragic thing, of course. At last word from the Associated Press, the death toll in Kentucky had reached 50, and the death toll in Indiana was 31. I have a feeling that we've not heard the worst of it yet, however.
I have a report here that Indiana reported 45.
That's part of the problem, that we continue to get reports, and it's common in an occurrence like this because sometimes reports on fatalities are confused, such as the Hamburg report from Indiana, where there are two cities and nobody knows exactly what they're reporting on. We understand now that there were some deaths reported at Whitehall near Richmond, Kentucky, earlier, and that reporters who went to the scene found no fatalities at Whitehall. We still don't know if that's correct, however.
Now, in your latest tornado warning, there were five counties omitted in your report. Does that mean that they have been dropped from the tornado warning?
Where were those counties?
They were Monroe, Cumberland, Metcalf, Adair, and Russell. And they were under a 1055 warning that lasted until midnight.
Well, these the counties you mentioned that were omitted in my tornado warning would be more to the southwest of the counties I mentioned. That appears to be a pattern, that the tornado that was sighted in Casey County might have been the same one that was reported in the Russell County area, but apparently now has moved on farther east to Casey and into the Lincoln, Garrett, Madison County areas. And, of course, Clark County is relatively close to Lexington, then on up into the mountainous regions of Powell, Montgomery County, Menifee, Bath, and Estill. So it seems to be moving sort of northeastward.
Thank you very much. My number is 585-2385. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Metz.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you if you have any information on what happened over around Ursuline campus. I have a good friend over there, and I haven't been able to get in touch with him.
Teddy, I don't know. It just may be that the phone is out.
And, I'm sure of that.
And that's maybe the extent of the damage. I have no specific information on Ursuline.
Well,
maybe somebody will call in with some information on that.
I hope so. Well, I just have to... you people or something else. I really have to take my hats off to a group of professionals.
Thank you, Teddy. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Metz here.
Yes. My name is Pat Ellis. And most of my family lives in the town of Martinsburg, Indiana, which is located between Borden, Indiana, and Palmyra.
What?
And I heard on WHAS-TV that this town was hit, and I wanted to know if you could give me any information as to where these people would be taken in the event that they have no home in which to stay.
What community was that?
Martinsburg, Indiana, between Borden and Palmyra.
I don't have any fatalities from that reported, which is perhaps a bit of encouraging news. I have no information about where they would take them. Generally, it's to a hospital or a school gym or a church, but we don't have any specific information on that. I'm sorry. What county is that?
Washington County. It's as I had heard earlier that part of them would be taken to Borden, Indiana, but it's really closer to Pekin, so I didn't know, it's a very small town, and almost everyone out there is either an aunt or an uncle.
I'm sorry, I have no information on that.
Okay, I thank you very much for your help.
If something comes in, you can rest assured we'll put it on.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Hello.
I like to know if the tornado hit down in Georgetown, Kentucky.
I don't have that information. I'm just at a lot. There are so many communities that it makes it difficult for me to put my hands on it. I don't have any information on it. Are you unable to make any phone contact with Georgetown?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Righto. This is Matt, said 25 and a half minutes after 11. Seeking any information you have that you think is pertinent or newsworthy. We'll be here indefinitely, possibly all night long. And we'll have the latest weather reports and pass on any information we have. For those people, those Louisvillians who were represented in their call by Lieutenant Dixon in Charlestown, I'm sure you've heard the message by now that if there's any way you can keep from coming home, do so, but there is until 12:30 tonight a temporary lifting of the Jefferson County curfew, and it being now 11:27, you have over an hour in which, if you feel it necessary, to make your way home. But be warned that there are certain parts of the city, in which you will not be allowed, and you must act accordingly. But the Jefferson County curfew will be lifted temporarily from now until 12:30. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm calling in regard to the situation about the weather today. I noticed as all this wind and turmoil was coming through here, that quite
would you turn your radio down, sir, please?
Turn the radio down a little bit.
Yes, you were saying?
Yes, sir. As this thing was coming through here, we live at Southside Drive and Strawberry Lane, and as this thing was building up today, I noticed quite a few people. These houses are an older type of house with no basement, and quite a few of the people in this area didn't know what to do, really, didn't know where to go, in this type of situation, and I was just wondering if you had some type of information, for people that don't have any basement or storm shelter to go to, because I talked to quite a few of the neighbors, and I asked them, their theory on it, and they said that they just didn't know what they'd do. They just have to get behind a couch or something.
Yes, so far as I know, you go to an area where you will be protected from flying glass, not near any window, near the sturdiest wall, and possibly under the sturdiest table you can find. That kind of protection.
Right.
A basement, of course, is the best thing possibly in the direction from which the tornado is coming, in most cases the southwest corner, away from windows, and protected as much as possible by a sturdy table if you don't have any basement. This is WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, bringing you all-night reports and soliciting your important phone calls. My number is 585-2385. For long-distance calls, the area code is 502.
We're at 84 on the dial. And we're the storm center for the damage wreaked on this state and nearby states this late afternoon and evening. There are still areas in north central Kentucky which are under a warning. And you should be on the alert in those areas. Hello. Matt's here. Coming in. It's 11:33. Anytime we get any late news, WHAS News will bring it to you on this station. The death toll for eight or nine states ranging from Indiana to Alabama and Georgia, unfortunately and tragically, is over 100. It is an incomplete mark. These are fatalities. The injuries are higher. And the complete count, of course, will not be known for some time yet. My number is 585-2385. And here is newsman Glenn Baston.
Milton, we are indeed having some communication problems, but we have been able to get a report out of Frankfort, Kentucky, on what the situation is over there. The quality of the report is not the best, but, well, let's give a listen. It is Prudence Moore, a state employee, a former WHAS employee, giving us a briefing on the situation in Frankfort, Kentucky.
Old Harrisburg Trailer Court, 47 of the 50 trailers were destroyed. Evergreen Road area is demolished. Jet in the surrounding area is demolished. They have a curfew in Frankfort until 6 a.m. They have a 14-year-old boy missing from the Evergreen Road area. He's 5'8", has black hair, and his last name is Woods.
Prudence Moore, in their report filed from Frankfort, she tells us also that they are still in need of drugs and of physicians at the Frankfort Hospital. A physician or a pharmacist should contact the hospital there, or if they can get through, and it will be somewhat difficult, contact the state police at 564-6790. That's an area code 502. Again, they've had considerable amount of damage in the Frankfort area. We're told that their death toll is about 5 now. I have a note here that the phone company made a preliminary estimate of the impaired phones in the Louisville area. It's conservatively estimated that the number of phones that are out of working order, somewhere around 55,000. Most of them residential phones. The area numbers included the prefixes 89, 45, 228, 63, and 36. Those would be the first three digits. I don't really understand this final statement, but I'll give it to you anyhow. If you're having some difficulty, you can notify the Armory at 502-564-3417. Let me get a clarification on that. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Would you give me that number that that requires additional drugs in Frankfort?
That's 564-6790. There is a secondary number, 564-3915.
And they need drugs there?
They need drugs, we are told. They also need the assistance of physicians, apparently, at the hospital there.
Thank you, Glenn. Hello, come in, please.
Do you have any information on Greene County being in damage?
On what?
Greene County.
No, ma'am, I don't have any information on it.
I beg your pardon, this is the operator. It's 585-2385 on here.
That is right.
Can you give me another number to reach Milton Metz? We have an emergency from the governor's office.
This is Milton Metz, and you're speaking to him. Come in, please.
Sir, I can't let you talk on this line. It's a verifying line. Is there another number I can call you on?
Yes. Don't hang up, and I'll turn you over to someone who'll give you the line. The governor's office is on the line, and we'll get some information from Frankfort, supposedly very shortly. We're making the proper phone connection here. We will be taking calls of any noteworthy or newsworthy news that you have. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I was just wondering if the curfew was lifted on Brownsboro Road, between Lexington Road and Brownsboro Road. I've been out here and I'm at my job and since early this afternoon, and I have to come back in tomorrow, and I wonder if I could get home tonight.
I'm not sure. That sounds like one of the areas in which you may not, you will not be allowed in. But I know that it's been lifted for the county, but that's a tricky area.
Curfew.
Is the curfew, here's a lady with a question, between Brownsboro and Lexington Road.
Milton, Officer Hank Roush of the Louisville Police Department called me a few moments ago in regard to the curfew. They say the city police headquarters is being inundated with telephone calls about the curfew to the point where it is tying up the normal operation of the police department. And Officer Roush's advice is to use common sense. If you have reason to travel tonight to work or from work in an area that is not directly affected by the tornadoes, then you are likely to be able to do so without any serious problem. But he said you should have some sort of identification handy. If you are going to try to get in or get out of the area that has been devastated, you are going to be confronted by the police department. And it's going to be up to the officers on the scene as to whether or not you can or cannot get into the area. He said, for instance, the area around Eastern Parkway and Bardstown Road is completely sealed off. Other neighborhoods in the city and county are completely sealed off because of the necessity to clean up these areas, to restore power, to avoid looters. And the point is, you're just going to have to think this thing through. If you can get to your home without going through these affected areas, you probably will not have any problem. If not, you're going to be confronted by the police.
Ma'am, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
If you must get home and you don't live in these severely affected areas, probably with identification, you could get through.
Well, I don't have any identification. I just, I've been here all day and I've got to come back tomorrow and I'm having to lay down on the floor.
Yes.
And I wanted to get home if I possibly could.
Well, you might try. They said...
But it is through... I live off Frankfurt Avenue off Brownsboro Road in Lindsay Court. And that's...
That's near it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And see, I don't know. I know there's been severe damage out in here, but I don't know if I can get through or not. And if I can't get through, I'll just lay back down on the floor again.
Bob, do you know the absolute areas that will not let them in? Is that their problem?
There's no way to define that, Milton, because it's very difficult to define specifically the neighborhoods that have been devastated. You can draw a general line through the community from the airport generally up into the northeastern parts of Jefferson County. But I would imagine that in some areas you would have no problem getting in because this was a rather freakish storm and that it hit some areas and did not hit others.
In other areas,
you're going to have the neighborhood sealed off tight. The only thing that the police department can tell us by way of advice is that if you are going to be moving toward this area, you have to be ready to prove that you have reason to be there. And if it is at all possible, the police probably will let you in. But there is no way that we or the police at this point, in our circumstances, can guarantee anybody anything.
Well, could I ask you, is there any live wires down?
It may well be. I have no idea. I would imagine that at this time they have probably cleared up a lot of that. But again, under these circumstances, ma'am, there are no guarantees.
Well, would you advise me walking from 37 Lexington Road to 409 Lindsay Court?
Ma'am, I wouldn't advise anything under the circumstances because I am not on the scene. There is no way of my knowing that.
Well,
I'm sorry we have...
Your best bet might, perhaps, if you could get a cab to see if the cab could not get you in there. But I am sorry. There is just no certainty.
Well, if I could get a cab, then it'd be all right for me to go in.
I think that under those circumstances, if you are by yourself and you are trying to get home, if you had a cab, you might be able to get home in a cab because a woman by herself in a cab probably would be able to get into the through the police lines as far as an automobile could take you.
On the other hand, you might have difficulty. I'm sorry to be so unsatisfactory, but there's nothing.
Well, that's all right.
Now,
thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Now, are we making progress in our communication with the governor's office?
We have been trying, Milton, to get a hold of the governor's office, and you cannot get a long-distance line out of Louisville to other parts of Kentucky. At least we've tried to get sections like Brandenburg, Richmond, Frankfort. We cannot get it. It's possible that if the governor's office might be listening to us tonight, it is entirely possible they might want to call.
Well, they just did, and we said they couldn't do it on this line, and we switched them in the control room, and we gave them another line, which they called, but they have not got through. So if they're listening, if you're listening, and I'm sure they are, Tom Preston or Governor Ford or any of his aides, I hope that they will utilize the emergency operator again, and we will try to make contact again. Meanwhile, we have someone on the line, I believe. Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Matt.
Yes.
We have a water problem here in Louisville, and it would behoove us to save water. As a result, my galley is full of dirty dishes. No complaint there. But I have a question. I fail to see how turning the hot water heater off would conserve water. Gas, maybe, but water?
It's not to conserve your water, sir. It's to protect you from a damaged water heater.
In case the water is cut off and the heater drains and the heater continues to heat.
That's correct.
That's right. It hurt the heating elements. Can destroy them.
I see.
Or damage them.
Thank you very much, sir.
Good. Appreciate your calling.
Righto.
Good
Bye-bye.
Question. Bye. It's 15 minutes to midnight here in Louisville. We're getting reports from officials and from news people when they come in and relaying them to you. Hello? Hello?
No recorders. There's Director. You're sending out news stories concerning this emergency that we're having and asking volunteers. Look, this is not for air use.
Well, you're on the air, sir. If you don't want this on the air, you're on the air, and I want to tell you that.
Well, am I on the air now?
Yes, you are.
All right, take me off the air now.
Raymond, will you talk to this gentleman and see what it is that he wants? I don't know what information he has for us that he doesn't want on the air. 585-2385.
Mike pointed out while we have the break that we do have several closings for our schools tomorrow, Milton, included the Louisville schools, the Louisville City schools, the Jefferson County schools, and the parochial schools. There will be others, no doubt. I know there will be others because we have others, and I just don't have them right now in front of me, which we will try to compile and get out at the earliest possible moment.
Are we going to have a comprehensive list of closings before early tomorrow morning? Glenn, I know there's going to be one early in the morning between 5 and 6. Are we likely to have any yet tonight?
Well, we can sure try to run through again the closings that we have. How comprehensive it is, I don't know. I think there are a lot of people who are in the decision making end of industry and things of this nature that are quite honestly waiting until tomorrow dawns to see what they're going to do.
I think the important thing, and I'm sure that you all know that listening in, is to, if you have damage, to take the right precautions. If you haven't, it would be needless for me to tell you not to worry about people with whom you aren't in contact, who may have been in the path of one or any of the severe weather blows that we have had. But generally in these things turn out better than we hope, and one would hope that you would continue to be cheerful and optimistic about things that are happening, help that which you can, and go along with that which you can't. In these things, nature unleashes forces of unimaginable strengths and peaks. They destroy very well-built structures, and sometimes people are hurt. We would hope it would be to a minimum. It has been a terrible blow to this entire part of the country, extending over many states, Indiana, Kentucky, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. There have been hundreds injured, well over 100 deaths reported. All these are fragmentary, and we will keep you informed. This is our idea of our public service, and we will do the best to keep you informed, but at the same time, we would caution good common sense and a good grip on things. The worst is over in this area, of course.
From the Associated Press, the word on the fatalities, they have counted as of 11:32, at least 51 people dead in the state of Kentucky. Half that number almost in Brandenburg, but there have been deaths reported in Louisville, deaths reported in Frankfort, four fatalities reported in Clinton County, 10 bodies found in Madison County, one death reported in Lincoln County. You probably will get alarmed somewhat if you have or know of someone in those areas. Communication is very poor from Louisville to certain points outstate, particularly those that were hit by the storm. And it was by no means confined to any particular area, Milton. It is all of central Kentucky and eastern Kentucky and southern Indiana. We found that the telephone people are being very helpful in getting us into specific areas.
All right, here's our Frankfort call. Hello, this is Milton Metz.
One moment, please, for Tommy Preston in the governor's office.
All right. Hello?
Just a moment, sir.
All right. This is the governor's aide coming on from the state capitol.
Hello, Milton.
You Tom?
Oh, it's Wendell.
Yes, how are you, Governor?
I'm doing fair under the conditions, Milt. We thought you've been having some questions about Frankfort, and I'd try to bring you up to date on what we have here. The county judge and the mayor have asked for a curfew until 6 a.m. in the morning. We've had four reported deaths in this area. The King's Daughters Hospital had to give first aid and send casualties on over to the University Medical Center. And by the way, Milt, the University Medical Center had 10 medical teams available. The time we made the call at the center over there to give assistance to the hospital over here, they were here in 25 minutes with police escort. Probably the most tragic day in the history of Kentucky, Milt. It's just bad all over. And we're just doing everything we can do. The federal disaster people will be on the ground at 6:30 in the morning. I've already talked with Mr. Cradle, who will be the coordinator for the federal people. Elmer Bickett, our civil defense man, will be the coordinator in Kentucky for our for the state. I've been in contact with Fort Knox and Fort Campbell, and they've been authorized to move in any direction that they have equipment and men available to assist in any of the areas that have damage. Stamping ground was the latest problem about an hour ago, I guess, maybe a little more if you haven't had that one. That little community was just flattened.
No, we have not had that, Governor.
Yes. So I have an update on the fatalities, which is a total of 66 confirmed in the state so far.
Wow, yes, that is a new number, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's, Milt, one thing that is causing a great deal of problems all over the state, and that's sightseers.
Governor, this is Glenn Bison. If I may interrupt you just a moment, time somewhat urgent in these cases. There is a new tornado warning out for northern Boone County in Kentucky, for Switzerland and Dearborn counties in Indiana, and for Hamilton County in Ohio. We apparently have some new thunderstorm cells developing. They are located about 40 miles west of Louisville, moving east-northeastward about 50 miles per hour, and expected to be moving through the Louisville metropolitan area within the next hour. We'll, of course, keep the listeners advised to this. I'm sorry, Governor.
That's perfectly all right. This is the thing that's been happening to us all night.
Governor Ford, what is your main means of communication? Is it the state police?
Yes. Our main means of communication is with the state police. We have the highway department with their radio system. Men in natural resources, we gave them communication equipment not too many months ago, and they're now in the field, and we're using their communication system. Of course, we have our generators here at the Capitol building in the civil defense area, and we have that operation in gear with the, in communicating with the various civil defense people around the state. The CBs are being very helpful to us in their ability to use their facilities, and we've got it coordinated pretty well where we're staying in touch with all the areas, and as the warnings are coming in, we have our radar system at work here, too, and watching the cells as you all are and trying to give the report as best we can.
Well, it sounds as though the state administration is taking hold. May I say how desirous we are of keeping in touch with your office, and please invoke the emergency operator anytime you want to reach us. We'll be on undoubtedly all night.
Milt, that's fine, and I want to I want you to know how much I appreciate it. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
The lights just all went off here again. We just now got them on. So, but I would like to reemphasize one thing, that if the sightseers would just stay away from the areas, if they'd stay at home, if they'd stay off the telephone, and give these people an opportunity to carry out their duties, in such as civil defense, your policemen, your ambulance drivers, and that sort of thing, in areas all across the state. You take down in Cumberland and Lincoln counties, Clinton County, Simpson County, Allen County, Warren County, Madison. I can just start naming counties, and some better than 30 counties now have been have received damage. It's something that's awful hard to cope with in the best of circumstances, but the sightseers just must stay at home in order to give us an opportunity to do our job.
Exactly. Governor Ford, thank you very much.
Milt, thank you, and keep up the good work.
We'll be talking to you, sir.
Mighty fine.
Good night, Winnie.
Good night.
Glenn?
A note from Hanover College, Milton, that the school there suffered some damage tonight. About $10 million is the estimate. The report is that two students suffered minor injuries. This from the Associated Press, and we, of course, would hope that that is the extent of the injuries reported from there. But Hanover College with about $10 million worth of damage. In White County, Indiana, a tornado reportedly has touched down, and we are told that at least 100 people are now receiving treatment, 70 people hospitalized at Lafayette, Indiana. Tornadoes have been counted now in 9 states in the Midwest throughout the Ohio Valley, and the death count is now up to 170, and of course the majority of those are being reported, or the state with the most deaths is that of Kentucky. And again, may I emphasize that there is a new tornado warning out for northern Boone County in Kentucky, for Switzerland and Dearborn counties in Indiana, and for Hamilton County in Ohio. There is a new thunderstorm cell being observed by radar. It is to the west of Louisville. It is moving toward Louisville and expected to move through the metropolitan area sometime within the next 45 minutes to an hour.